time is short. How can we actually come back from the brink, from all this really strong language? Is this all just for public show, and that really behind the scenes they are getting close to an agreement? How do you see this turning out?
The DUP have been quite clear in their opposition to the Good Friday Agreement since the moment it was signed in 1998. They were opposed to it. The comments of Arlene Foster this week show not only their disregard for the Good Friday Agreement, but for the democratic position of the vast majority of people who live in the North. Let's remember, the majority of people in the North voted against Brexit. They voted to remain part of the European Union. The DUP were on the other side of that debate, but they haven't been willing to come to terms with that position of the majority of people in the North, and have instead pursued an agenda which in their view would actually lead to a hardening of the border, a reinforcement of partition, and all the ills, economic, political and social, that come with that. That's a price that they're willing to pay for a hardening of the partition of our country. But thankfully they're completely out of step with the vast majority of people in the North, in the South, and I believe including British public opinion. So they need to be called out on that. They are a minority voice. They're an important voice in the debate, but they aren't the most important debate. And the very suggestion of by Arlene Foster that we would change an agreement that has the electoral and mandated support of the majority of people in the North in order to facilitate an agreement that isn't supported by the majority of people in the North, i.e. Brexit, is ludicrous and it's laughable, and it should be completely rebutted by all the players. So certainly from our point of view, the Good Friday Agreement is an important document. It isn't something that will be amended to facilitate the damaging prospect of a Brexit that would harm the entire island of Ireland politically, socially, and of course economically. So now we need to move forward. We know the DUP have revealed their strategy, that they've revealed their position. We cannot ponder them any longer, and we now need to proceed on the basis that we protect all of Ireland within the European Union, and that the North in particular is kept within the customs union and the single market and within the framework of important policy and provisions. And we need the Irish government to be firm in its commitment to all of those principles. And we also need people to stop playing games. This position of Arlene Foster, I would hope, would put to bed the suggestions that some within Fianna Fáil, for example, that argue that perhaps an assembly up and running in Stormont would solve the problems. These are the people who Micheál Martin thinks that Sinn Féin can actually find a compromise for on Brexit. And notwithstanding the fact that the Scottish and Welsh parliaments have been completely ignored by the British government in their Brexit negotiations, their suggestion that a Stormont assembly in which the DUP are the largest parties is the place in which we can resolve the complications that are arising from Brexit. The truth of the matter is that the place that we can resolve the issues pertaining to Brexit are within the European Union. We need to ensure that the EU maintains a strong position in support of Irish interests, and the way that that will happen is if the Irish government remain firm in our commitments to ensure that the entire island of Ireland remains within the European Union.
That unionist voice that we're hearing all the time seems to be the only one that we're hearing. We're not hearing, either any business interests. We're not hearing anyone in the unionist community coming out and saying, they disagree with the DUP's approach. I mean, is she reflecting even her own community in that regard?
The DUP are reflecting the position of their supporters. But that is a minority position within the North. And we have seen over recent times increasingly business interests, farming interests, working interests, community interests coming together on a cross-community basis and arguing against any hardening of the Irish border or reinforcement of partition. We need other voices to join that chorus, and we need those voices in particular to come from the unionist community, because what Arlene Foster is articulating isn't just bad for Sinn Féin voters in the North, it's equally bad for DUP supporters in the North. She is speaking against the interests of the people she represents in order to pursue her own ideological position, which would be see a reinforcement of the partition of our country. Partition has failed, as we know. The division of Ireland has been a catastrophe, particularly for people in the North on an economic sense. So the future is further integration, further harmonisation on an all-Ireland basis. The DUP are resistant to that. Of course they are. They're conservatives, they're reactionaries, but we cannot allow them to stall progress, and we certainly cannot allow them to enforce a Brexit deal that would be damaging for the entire island of Ireland, including those people who vote for the DUP.